Hello everyone, this is Audiomo day 9 for the 9th of June, and I have Bethany with me, my daughter.
Hello.
How old are you?
I'm 13. Why?
Just thought everybody might like to know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, anyway, she's 13. So today...
Is that supposed to mean something?
No, not really. She's my only little girl. Oh, my only rather big girl, actually. She's my favourite girl. Oh, here is Sammy.
I'm your only girl. You just said that.
Yeah, well. Anyway, today we're going to talk about the blankets that I make for premature babies. I knit and crochet blankets for a group called Emily Star. And on Facebook, they are Emily's Army, if anybody is into knitting or crocheting and wants to have a look.
Blankets.
Yeah, and you can make blankets or hats or cardigans. What do other people make? Bonding squares, where you have two squares, just knitted squares. And if the parents can't be with their baby for whatever reason, so the baby has one square and the mother has the other square, and then they swap them round and the baby can have the smell of their mum on their square. So I've been making blankets.
Rustle noise.
They were in a bag.
Not very professional, Mum.
Well, no, it's audio. It's all audio.
Still and, not very professional.
Yeah, it is. And most of these are actually crocheted. This is in the batch that I've sent off some already, but I've made 4 and I've nearly finished a fifth one. And Bethany's going to help me with the colours.
Yay!
They're all about 12 inches square, so they're very tiny. What colour's that one, Beth?
White and a light blue colour.
What, light blue around the edge?
Yeah.
So it's, so I've made it, it's white with
it's a blanket.
With a light blue border. Crochet. Oh, this should be a video, really, shouldn't it? This is ridiculous, but anyway, never mind. And what colour's that
imagine.
One?
Use your imagination.
Yes. Exactly. What colour's that one?
It's either white or cream with the yellow around
it. I think it's cream.
Yeah. Okay.
Cream. That's cream, a little though. Bit thicker than the other one. It must be slightly thicker wool. Can you feel that it's thicker?
A bit, yeah.
Mm. Bethany's lying them all across her legs. Keep her warm. And this one is knitted. And that one is yellow, isn't it?
Yeah, yellow.
And that's knitted in a basket stitch, if anybody knows about knitting. It's basically knit 3, purl 3, and then the next row you do purl 3, knit 3.
It looks kind of like scales.
Does it?
A bit.
And then the row after you go back to knit 3, purl 3, and then you swap round. It's like basket weaving. Don't you think?
Yeah, it looks a bit like baskets.
Like a woven basket.
It's kind of like scales, I thought at first.
All right, and I've done a border around the edge of just plain. I think you call that garter stitch, I think, when it's just plain. Just to give it a little border. And my last one that I've crocheted is, what colour's that one?
That's light yellow and pink. Yellow, pink around the edge.
So that one's light yellow pink with a pink border. Oh, when I crochet, I manage to do them with like a wavy border. So I think it's called shell edging. I don't know very many stitches of knitting or crochet, actually, but I think that one is thin, like the bottom one.
Yeah.
It's slightly thinner wool. And the final one, which I've got about 10 rows to finish. Am I halfway through a row, so be careful. There's another basket stitch knitting one. Mm. And what colour is this?
It's kind of like turquoisey blue.
Yeah, like a turquoise blue. I really like this colour.
Mm.
I don't suppose it's the same colour as your walls, is it?
No, it's slightly more greenish.
Yeah. It's like a sea. Is it like a sea colour?
Not really.
No? Oh, okay.
I guess if the sea is a bit lighter, like quite a bit lighter, it would be a sea colour. Oh. You've got 20% battery remaining.
Oh, can you, oh no, you can't actually, because it's... We might have to double tap. Hang on. Oh, I think we can leave it until we finish the recording.
Okay. Shall I close the message then?
Yeah, but you'll have to double tap on it.
There.
Okay, thank you. I turned the speech off. But... And how many minutes do we have left?
We're at 5 minutes and 20 seconds, so that's around 4 minutes and 40 seconds.
By the time you worked it out, it'll be...
4 minutes and 30 seconds.
So I like making these blankets. I can't do any complicated stitches, but I really enjoy making them. And would you say they're nice and soft?
Yeah, quite soft.
I would think
but
so.
I'm not the best person to ask about this.
Oh, okay. But it keeps me busy doing knitting and crocheting, and I really like it. And it was lovely to find somewhere where I can actually send them to that appreciates them. And what they do is they send them out to different hospitals around the country. And so that premature babies can have something warm and snuggly to cuddle up to and keep them warm. So I hope you enjoyed this post and didn't get completely bored.
If you are completely bored, well, too bad.
Well, yeah, maybe. What I'm gonna do is make a few more before I send them off, because I have realised that the postage costs the same whether you send, like,
one, I don't know, or
yeah, one, or yeah. Ten. One or yeah, exactly. I think it goes by weight, and you can send quite a few kilos before the price actually goes up. So,
how many blankets would that be?
I don't actually know, because I should weigh these all together. One ball of wool that I use is about 200 grams, but I don't use a whole ball of wool for these. So say they were 100 grams each, just for example.
So how much is the kilo compared to grams?
Well, there's 1,000 grams in a kilo.
Oh, okay.
So it's all the same kind of measurement. So
yeah, about how many kilos is it?
I can't remember, but somebody was telling me the other day that you can post like 3 or 4 kilos for the same price. Exactly, but I don't think I'll make 30 at once, because you know it might be 3 years' time, and then they might not still be sending them out. And these poor premature babies will be about 3 or 4 by then. They won't be tiny anymore. Although I guess there'll be more. Right, I'm really talking rubbish now, so I'm going to go.
This is just degraded.
Take care, everyone.
Quality gone down.
And enjoy.
That wasn't very much to begin with.
Enjoy Audio Mo Day 9.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.